When Two Become One. Dear friends in Christ, I am a minister. I recently listened to a tape a pastor recorded about a woman learning to honor and respect her husband. It was a message to women, but I thought I needed to learn how to better help married couples, so I listened to it carefully. I noticed myself strangely moved by the message. I have a great wife and kids who love and respect me, yet I realized that I long to be respected and honored by them in ways that are not happening. Although it was difficult, I am not given to emotionalism much, but could not deny the intensity of my longings and feelings. I shared with my wife my need to be respected by her and our children. I also shared my desire to have the companionship with her that the tape described as something very much needed by men from their wives. I know I could never have told her that before I heard the tape. My wife was responsive to this and said she did not realize how important this was to me. She was pleased and even blessed to know how important her involvement in my ministry was. Interestingly enough, I shared the tape with a couple of men, and they felt similarly and had similar responses from their wives. Again, the realization that this man she married felt incomplete without her involvement and respect gave these wives a real sense of purpose. I realize how much I need her. I really need her, not just to cook my meals and warm my bed, but to be the encourager of my soul. Without her there, ever present with me, I know I would feel empty. Now we both realize how precious it is for us to finally understand how it feels to be one. Pastor Ben. A wise woman seeks to be part of her husband's life. His interests become her interests. She looks for ways to help him in all his endeavors. When he needs a helping hand, it is her hand that is there first.